This is KCUR 89.3. Once upon a time, Kansas was seen as a model when it came to treating people with mental illness. Students flocked from around the world to study at the famed Menninger Clinic in Topeka, and the state was at the forefront of the movement to move patients out of mental hospitals and into community health centers. And then things started falling apart. As Heartland Health Monitor's Jim McLean reports, it's a story marked by great hopes, followed by broken promises.
Well into the 20th century, insane asylums, as they were known, were scary, lonely, and often violent places. Places where people were warehoused, not treated.
The whole place seemed to me like a deep hole, and the people down in it like strange animals, like snakes. And I'd been thrown in.
The asylum depicted in the 1949 movie The Snake Pit helped galvanize public support for reform. Vivid newspaper accounts also spurred action, including here in Kansas. One story described a Topeka State Hospital patient who had been immobilized for so long that skin was growing over the straps used to restrain him. At the urging of Dr. Will Menninger, the co-founder of the famed Menninger Clinic, Governor Frank Carlson called for reform.
At that time, Kansas was 48th of the 48 states in care of the mentally ill and funding for mental health services.
That's Will's son, Dr. Walt Menninger. He says his father and his uncle, Dr. Carl Menninger, helped institute a series of training and treatment reforms that transformed the state's mental health system.
And indeed, my father, Dr. Will, traveled the country subsequently and spoke to half of the state legislatures about what happened in Kansas.
The Menningers partnered with the state to modernize psychiatric training. Students came from all over the country to study at the renowned clinic and hone their skills at the understaffed state hospitals, primarily the up-to-then infamous facility in Topeka, says Roy Menninger, Walt's older brother.
One of the consequences of this substantial effort that Carl and Will made was really to provide a model for psychiatric training that was gradually assimilated by medical schools all over the country.
By 1960, Kansas's per capita spending on mental health was the highest in the nation. It was well positioned to take advantage of landmark federal reforms proposed by President John F. Kennedy and supported by then-Senator Frank Carlson. When he signed the bill in October of 1963, Kennedy, who would be assassinated a few weeks later, said he wanted to fundamentally change the way the nation treated people with mental illness and developmental disabilities.
The mentally ill and the mentally retarded need no longer be alien to our affections or beyond the help of our communities.
The bill provided more than $300 million to build a network of community mental health centers across the country. To, as Kennedy put it,
get people out of state custodial institutions and back into their communities and homes without hardship or danger.
State hospital populations dropped quickly. By 1980, they had fallen by 75%. States started closing aging and underutilized hospitals, assuming that community mental health centers were ready to pick up the slack. They were mistaken, says Roy Menninger, who by that time was president and CEO of the Menninger Foundation.
The system wasn't ready for that, especially the seriously ill patients, so that they were not adequately treated from the very beginning.
Kansas officials saw that there were growing gaps in the system, and they took steps to close them. They passed reform legislation in the early 1990s that promised to redirect money from state hospitals to community treatment centers.
It became a state-local partnership. The centers worked together to establish a system where everybody in the state of Kansas would have access to community mental health services.
That's David Johnson, CEO of the Burt Nash Community Mental Health Center in Lawrence. He says the state kept its funding promises for about 10 years, but then the money stopped.
By the time I came in 2001, there had already been years since the state grants had been increased.
Since then, Johnson says, flat funding has turned into deep cuts. Cuts that in the last couple of years have pushed the Kansas mental health system nearly to the breaking point. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Jim McLean.
We'll hear more on that story and on the consequences for the state's largest remaining mental health hospital tomorrow.